97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's that time of year when you notice the cars driving by you on the highway with a tree strapped on the roof, and hopefully they're all coming from the Meert Tree Farm. And we've got Victoria Meert joining us here on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Victoria, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Just to remind people, you guys are down in the Oakville area. And in fact...
Festus. They started in Oakville.
I'm sorry.
And then they moved to...
Carl was there last year, so he knows, right?
There's a picture of me flopping like a fish with a nice saw on my bottom.
Sorry about that. Let me get this right. A 14,560 Dry Fork Road in Festus, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. I got it right that time. I apologize. But how are things? This is the season, right?
This is the season. Yeah, things have been going actually really good this year. I know everybody's kind of had a little bit of a rough year with everything that's been going on with the economy, but thankfully, it seems like people are still coming out and still getting their Christmas tree as a tradition.
Victoria, one thing I thought of prior to this phone call was to talk about the growing season for you, because you actually grow trees on your farm, yes?
Yes.
So many people had tough times with their gardens this year because it was so dry, it was so hot. How does that affect your Christmas trees?
Well, actually, it's really funny that you say that. Somehow, we were blessed with literally every little cell of rain hit our farm. So we did not have a drought at the farm this year.
Living right.
We have no idea how that happened, but we are very grateful. We do have two of our patches do run irrigation. So we will run a drip line if there is a big drought, but we were actually more worried about our pumpkins not coming in because there was so much rain at the farm this summer. It was absolutely crazy.
Wow, that's good. So how many acres of trees do you have down there?
So it's 150 acres total, and I believe we grow on about 100 acres.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, it's just obviously replenishing all the time. How long does it take you to grow a tree for the average size Christmas tree somebody's going to pick out?
So the kinds that we grow, the Scotch pine and white pine, they grow anywhere from 12 to 18 inches a year. And then we also have Norway spruce. They're a little bit slower growing. They only grow about 10 to 12 inches a year. So you got to figure to get an 8-foot tree, you're talking anywhere from 6 to 8 years.
Wow, that's very cool. You know, there's a lot of people that have vaulted ceilings, and yet they still hang with like a 6-footer or a 7-footer. And it's not that much more difficult to transport a 12-footer or 14-footer. It just depends on how much it hangs over the end of your vehicle or in your pickup truck. Do you help folks pick out the right one for their living room?
Yeah, I mean, so mainly our pre-cuts is where we have a lot of our people. For the most part, though, we just kind of say, here's the trees, here's the wagons, hop on and hand you a saw and say, here you go. Wow. In our pre-cuts, though, because the Fraser fir trees are going to be so much heavier because it's a lot denser of a tree. We do have people that will help you, especially get those monsters. Anything over 12 foot, we have to lift with a bobcat.
Ah.
Because it's that heavy. I mean, they're hundreds of pounds.
Now, will you install a tree or will you deliver a tree? Is that a feature you offer or no?
We do not. That's something we've never really done. We will help you tie on top of your car. If you need help tying, we will, but that's about it.
Yes, okay. Select your tree carefully. If you pick one that's too big, it's all on you to get it home. No, I see your
point. All on you.
I see
your
point.
You can Clark Griswold bet on.
That's great. That's great. This is such a tradition. You know, I know when we talked last year, I remember specifically you kind of had a date in mind as to the best time for people to come down there before you were going to start running out of trees, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is that going to be this year? Do you have any idea?
So as of right now, we're still planning on being open the 3 weekends. So we just went through our first weekend, this Black Friday weekend. We're still going to go through this weekend and next weekend, but we're still thinking the cutoff date's going to be around December, I think 18th or 19th is kind of what we're talking about, is having the cutoff date. Just to close down our fields. And I mean, the problem that we're running into is we don't have anything really tall in our fields. We have tons of 8 foot and under, lots of 8 foot trees in our fields, but anybody's wanting like those 12 foot trees, there's just no selection. So we are going to continue to overplant in the springtime so we can grow the taller trees and cut off our fields.
Sure. No, I get that.
You know, I was doing some research, and nearly 40% of Americans still buy a real tree for the holidays, and it sounds like you guys have a great selection. Tell us real quick about the history of your family. Did you basically grow up on this Christmas tree farm?
Yes, I did.
Like so, Taylor Swift.
Pretty much, yep, I know. And I'm living in a real-life Hallmark movie. It's fine. So my papa and great papa started the farm in Oakville. So there was, right off Yeager Road, my great papa had an additional 6 acres in the back of his house. And papa and him just kind of got together. There were 6 kids, and they are very big on everybody going to college. So it was kind of a means to pay for college for all the kids as extra income. So papa did this on the side. He was a manager at Boeing. It was McDonnell Douglas at the time, and this was a hobby for him. So, and then in 1975 or 76, they bought the acreage in Festus. So we actually ran the two farms for, I think it was almost 30 years. And then we closed the Oakville location in 2004 and moved all of our means to Festus. And now my mom runs it full time. And then I help do social media and the gift store, and we do events. We do like wreath decorating classes, and we have a craft fair in the fall time. So I manage all of that then, and, you know, just trying to keep on keeping on. You know, I mean, there's not many of us around anymore, Christmas tree farms. So we love to keep the tradition alive, and we love our families that come every year. I mean, this past weekend, it's so good to see people who I've not seen in a year. I only see some of these families once a year, so it's so good to see them.
Yeah, and you also offer things for kids, like do you still have the train ride?
Yes, so we still have the train ride. We weren't able to run it this weekend because it was a little bit muddy and it kept getting stuck.
Oh, no.
You think you have all the kinks worked out even after 60 years, but, you know, you never can get all the kinks worked out. Never.
That's great.
There's always something.
What a legacy. That is so cool to hear about you. Just the way you call out your papa and your great papa. I love those types of nicknames, and it does sound like it's on the Hallmark Channel as I'm watching it. I do want to point out, not only do you have Christmas trees, you have pine roping for those people that are wanting to do that. And you got a great website with all kinds of stuff for people to check out. But again, it's an event for a family. It's a tradition. Maybe it's your first tradition, you know, maybe you got a new family with little ones and you're wanting to do this as a tradition for 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years. Well, you got to start somewhere, and Mirit Tree Farm is definitely the place you can do that. You want to talk about the hours real quick, Victoria, about when you guys are open?
Yeah, so right now we're open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30. On the weekends, the last wagon ride will go out at 4 p.m. just because it gets so dark, so we're going to limit it to 4:30 this year.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. And, you know, as somebody who many years ago, my mother had an allergy to pine, so we moved away from real trees a long time ago. What are the tips you give people when they buy the tree to keep it fresh all the way through the holidays?
So actually, funny, I'm allergic to pine as well.
Wow. Okay.
What?
So I get a Fraser fir tree. I'm less allergic to the fir than I am the pine. So I still put a real tree up every year. But no, I'm really allergic to the pine trees, which everybody finds hysterical. But it's fine. No big deal. We always just tell people, make sure that you cut whenever you bring your tree. Before you put it in the sand, cut off an inch at the bottom, because just like flowers, the base will resap over and you want your tree to drink water. So re-cut the bottom of the tree before you put it in the sand. And then once your tree goes in the stand, just make sure you keep it watered.
Yeah, Good. Good advice. We appreciate that.
How exciting. It's exciting. Are you in the spirit yet, Mark?
I am, absolutely. They made me put all my decorations up this weekend. My wife and daughter were riding me like a rented mule. They're like, you got to get out there and get these decorations up before the family comes over. So, yeah, I've got it all done.
So Victoria, when you see the families coming around, dads are pretty haggard from what's been going on at the house, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. You can kind of see it on their faces that everybody has been already decorating for a while. My house has been decorated except for my tree since October 28th.
Wow. So, oh my gosh. That's so great.
My whole thing is I don't have time to decorate at this point. So I get it all done before the crazy happens, and then I'm actually going to put up my tree tonight.
Victoria, it's really cool to hear the story and hear about your farm down there. Congratulations on another bumper crop year. We hope it's a great season. So get down. Again, it's not just weekends. You can go down there during the week as well to get your live tree from Meert Tree Farm. And the website for everybody to find you and social media, where can we find you?
So social media, you can just search Meert Tree Farm. And then our website is MeertTreeFarm.com. If you're having problems spelling Meert, our last name is Tree, spelt backwards with an M in front.
That's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, that's true.
That's some college kids right there.
If you're having a problem spelling, that's easy.
That's great. Merry Christmas to you, Victoria. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good stuff. 14560 Dry Fork Road in Festus. I'll mention that one more time since I screwed it up at the top. I apologize for that. But get down to Meert Tree Farm. You going again this year, Carl?
I'm going to go again. We're going to bring the 95-year-old great-grandfather, too.
Nice.
He said, you guys did that? Let's do it again this year. Okay.
Sweet.
What a great spirit. That is so fun.
Get some video out there chopping that tree down.
I'm bringing my own saw this year.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because their saws are the ones everybody uses. If you bring your own saw, you know it's perfectly sharp.
I see.
Is it a chainsaw or no?
You are allowed to bring chainsaws. They don't let you bring chainsaws. They don't have them available. But if you bring your own, it's encouraged.
I see.
Which is what we are going to do.
Nice. Nice. Smart stuff. Hey, that's going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We'll see you around.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.